I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper signed an executive order today aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions as well as other climate goals. Hickenlooper also says the state will join the U.S. Climate Alliance, which is a group of states looking to uphold the Paris Agreement on climate change. President Donald Trump withdrew from the Paris Agreement earlier this year. Authorities say a wildfire that forced the evacuation of hundreds of people from near Breckenridge was started by people, but they're not releasing details about exactly how the blaze started. Fire investigators are saying they're looking for two hikers seen near where the Peak 2 fire started last week, and they are asking the public for help in finding them. The fire has been contained except for a portion, burning in steep, rugged terrain. The popular Colorado Springs music venue, the Flux Capacitor, is getting a new home. The musician-run warehouse space, which was shuttered back in December over fire code violations, is moving to the Knights of Columbus Hall, a historic downtown building owned by the Pikes Peak Library District. PPLD spokesman Sean Englem says the partnership is a step towards broadening the scope of the library's service to the community.
The library isn't about books and being shushed anymore. It's about the community moving forward and finding themselves and finding each other.
The partnership is currently in an experimental phase with only a handful of limited capacity events planned. However, organizers say the space will soon be open for regular concerts, art exhibits, and events. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.